Hello, and welcome to Weed and Grub.
What up, Mary Jane?
How's it going, Mike?
It's going really, really well.
I'm feeling so great. We're the whole month. This month is 420.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it is our 420. I didn't even plan to talk to such cool people all 420, but here we are with Alyssa Boston. What up?
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
I would say pleasant. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Very relaxed.
Yeah, right? Would you mind, just for everyone listening, to tell us all a little bit about yourself, and then we can go from there?
Yeah, my name is Alyssa Boston. I'm 24 years old from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and I recently won the title Miss Universe Canada 2019, and I competed at the Miss Universe pageant, which was held in December in Atlanta, Georgia, USA.
And that is when I found out about you, because the outfit that you wore to represent Canada went like viral worldwide, right?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. For my national costume, I decided to wear a cannabis-themed costume, which was pretty controversy for pageants. They've never seen something like that before, but since here in Canada we legalized marijuana, we thought it was very appropriate to kind of shine light on the new industry in Canada.
It's so cool, because like most, did everybody look at that and they were all like, ah, I kind of hate Alyssa because I wish I thought of that. Like, damn.
Yeah, actually, Miss Uruguay was the first one to kind of like make jokes about me, because Uruguay was actually the first country to legalize marijuana. So she was pretty mad she didn't think of it first.
It was such an incredible costume. Like, how did you design it? How did you come up with the concept? And like, how did you actually, you know, put it together? It's beautiful.
Yeah, my team and I, we had a designer in Las Vegas, and he's done a lot of work for Miss Canada's in the past. And he actually did Miss Hades as well my year. So he's a pretty well-known costume designer in the pageant industry. And we reached out to him kind of, I actually went to Vegas and met with him, and we kind of talked about different ideas and how we would kind of create it. He pretty much ran with the idea. He thought it was a good idea. So he pretty much took his creativity and would just give us updates on the design. He did a really good job at it,
though. Yeah. When was the light bulb moment where you decided like, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to represent the cannabis plant at this competition?
Yeah, actually at first I was thinking about a maple leaf, and the more we talked about it, that's kind of like the go-to for Canada. It's pretty simple just to be a maple leaf. And my coach and I, we were just talking about it, and we were like, what if we did a cannabis leaf? And then I was the first one to be like, I don't know, that's way too risky, especially at Miss Universe. That's something like I've dreamt of my entire life, to represent Canada there. So I was really concerned about it when I initially thought of it. And the more we kind of talked about it, the more we saw way more value in it. And for me, I wanted my costume to be more than just a costume, but more of a platform instead, because there's 90 girls who just walk on with just beautiful designs, but if it doesn't have any meaning behind it, people don't really remember it after that. So that's kind of what I wanted it to be, bigger than just the costume show.
So you're also like Miss Courage as well as Miss Canada. That's awesome.
We were at lunch one of the days, and Miss Indonesia was so mind blown that I was doing something with cannabis, because in her country, it's so illegal, she couldn't even talk about it. And she was like, honestly, I don't want to be seen with you when we have our costumes on, because people in my country will not be okay with it. So it was kind of cool to open up a conversation, and all Miss Colombia was giving her opinion, and she thought it was a great idea, where Miss South Africa thought it was pretty cool too. But it's awesome to talk to all the different countries and see where they stood on this topic.
I think it's so neat to hear you say, like, talking to the different countries, like each of you is really there in the capacity where you're representing the country and its current policies.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to kind of speak about that, because people were so, like, they had so many questions for me on how it works in Canada, and even Miss USA had some questions, and she lives in New York right now, but we were kind of talking about both our opinions being so close to each other and how it affects our countries together.
Wow.
Especially when New York, it's still illegal, so pretty wild.
Well, they have medical but not adult use laws in New York.
So they're almost cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then since it was held in Atlanta, Georgia, where I think it's just medically, right? They have it, so it's very low. Yeah. But even the incarceration rate for marijuana and drug use in Atlanta is really high. So we thought it would bring a lot of attention to the city and kind of make a new topic to talk about.
Can you tell us about the day, what it was like? Like when you woke up, were you sort of feeling all like butterflies in your stomach or
like before I wore the costume or after I won?
Both.
I competed in 2014 for the first time for Miss Canada, and I didn't even come close to winning. I didn't even place. So it was kind of like a 7-year plan to one day come back and win.
Yeah.
And that's
what I did. Could we go through like what a 2014 version of you wasn't doing and not doing to like elevate to the level of actually winning? Because I don't really know anything about like what separates great pageantry from not as great pageantry.
Yeah, I think the best advice I could say is experience and preparation. So I was 18 years old when I first competed, and it was my first pageant ever. And that's normally the starting age in Canada because we don't have too many teen pageants like the States does. So it was my first time ever competing, and you're just like playing any sport. If the first time you skate on ice, it's pretty tough. So it's kind of like the same idea where you just have to kind of learn as you go. And for me, it's all about passion. And the first time I ever competed, even though I was terrible at it, I found a passion for it. So that's kind of what drove me to want to excel at it. In 2014, I was very shy and I was very intimidated by all the girls who had experience. And something about pageants is you can go internationally to, there's a million pageants out there in the world. So I wanted to gain as much knowledge as I could and represent Canada as many times as possible. So I got the opportunity to go to Poland and Egypt and the Dominican Republic to represent Canada. So,
wow.
Awesome.
So it comes down to confidence, and they can feel your confidence with
each. Yeah, and when you're the most prepared, you kind of know that nobody else can beat you or nobody else can stop you. And you just have this mentality of, you know, you're the best one to represent Canada. And with enough experience and knowledge behind you, it really shows off to the judges. So that's kind of what I gained throughout the years. And then when I came back to compete, I had a couple coaches and I felt the most ready I could possibly be. And I remember being the final night, knowing that I did everything I possibly could. So if this was meant to be, it was for me. And if not, I was going to be okay with that.
That's fucking beautiful.
Do you have like a mantra or something, like a phrase that you return to when you're like just about to walk on stage or to sort of calm yourself at any moment?
Sometimes we do, my friends and I, we always do the High School Musical thing with Sharpay when they like kind of can't do it right now because I'm going to start laughing. But yeah, we just kind of get in the zone. I always like to drink water before, because if you make the final five, you have to speak on stage. So you want to make sure you're hydrated before, but the best part is just,
I'm sorry, but when you drink the water, is the straw up and down or is it a bendy straw?
It's normally a straight straw. We just leave the bottle behind. But yeah, it's a pretty great experience, and there's more than enough qualified girls every year. And unlike the States, where you have to win your state pageant first and then you compete at Miss USA, we just can compete as many times as you want till we win. So it's a little bit easier for us to have the opportunity to win, where once you win your state pageant, you can only ever compete for Miss USA once.
Wow. And so I'm sorry to derail your question earlier.
Well, I just wanted to know about the day. Like, you wake up and you know, are you getting up at like 4 a.m. or are you trying to get as much beauty sleep as you can? How does it work?
Yeah, so pageants they vary, but for Miss Canada, it's a week long, and every day you're sleeping like 3 or 4 hours, not enough. And you want to kind of prepare your day, get your outfits ready, do your hair and makeup, and you never want to be late. Otherwise, you will be penalized. So you never want to sleep in, and that's kind of like the go-to. But for Miss Universe, in my year, it was only about 10 days, but it's the same thing, barely sleeping. You and your roommate are trying to help each other to get ready and stuff. But over the years, depending on where the pageant is held, the duration is different. So last year was held in Thailand, and they were there for about 3 to 4 weeks. So that's a lot more draining than what we had to go through. So it always varies, but it is long hours. But you're pretty excited. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so you just kind of enjoy the moment.
Did you have family there or anyone with you?
Yeah, I'm so happy that it was in Atlanta because it's only like a 2-hour flight for me. So a lot of my friends and family got to come to the final show and see me there. So that was
That must have felt so cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. They were there for me when I won in Canada too. So it was awesome that they got to see both. My mom hates traveling. She hates flying. And I told her that she never has to come see me do any pageant. But if I go to Miss Universe one day, no matter where it is in the world, she has to come. But she was super excited that it was only in Atlanta.
So you're backstage. You're wearing this beautiful, elaborate cannabis is it dress?
A gown?
Gown?
Costume, you can call it.
Costume, yeah.
And they say your name, and you walk out, maybe you take a deep breath and you're like, holy shit, I guess is it what I'm doing? Like, yeah, what was that moment like when you were about to go on stage and then when you hit the stage and then what the response was?
So, okay, yeah, this is a funny story. So there was probably there's 90 girls in like a really small space and everybody has the biggest costumes possible. So you can just imagine how that is. And then trying to get everyone dressed, but all backstage in order, it was chaos. And especially with a couple of ours, since it's alphabetical order, they put my costume on me so early, and I even though I'm C, there's still so many girls in front of me. I think I was standing for an hour with this 40-pound like thing on my back, and I just remember like holding anything to try to like stand up.
Because yeah. you hear Miss Armenia, and you're like, yeah. Armenia, Verde, oh my God.
Yeah, there were so many. And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, that was crazy. And then if you watch the videos, I was waiting on the side while Cambodia was coming back, but her costume was so massive that, and she was walking so slow that I couldn't pass her on the runway. So I had to wait till she came back and they were already calling my name. So I was just standing there being like, okay, keep smiling.
But you're on 420 time. So you're like, chill. You're just taking a moment.
And then I remember them calling my name and I didn't know what the guy was going to read about my costume. So I was listening to him as he was reading it, and they always make jokes after they say a little bit about you. And his was something like, something if you're in the need for weed, you can get legal weed with Canada or something like that. And I remember the whole crowd laughing and a lot of people clapped for me, which I was pretty shocked about, but a lot of people really liked it.
That's
I remember
so
standing
great.
There just kind of taking in the moment at the end of the runway, and I just felt the energy that everyone was kind of impressed with my costume.
Where is the costume now? Will you ever wear it again?
It is back in Las Vegas.
Perfect.
But I do have plans to rewear it in the future, so yeah. Stay tuned.
Okay, we will stay tuned.
There's something so beautiful about you traveling to Vegas, where Mary Jane and I have had really great times, if you know what I mean. And you were like, this is what I want to do. Like, that is the place to get groundbreaking things done and figure it all out. Were you able to hang out in Vegas at all and just kind of cut loose, or was it strictly business because you were there for a very serious thing?
One of my best friends came with me, so we were there for maybe 6 days, and I tried on my costume for about 2 hours. So let's just say we had a good time.
We had a great time.
Yeah. Try
so,
to go ahead, please.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you about like what life is like now. I mean, you're in Canada. I know you have like other interests, obviously. Like we were reading that you have a degree in economics.
Marketing.
Business, yeah, commerce.
Business. Mm-hmm. And just tell us a little bit about your life. Yeah, post pageant, like what's happening in your world?
Yeah, Miss Universe was always like my dream. So I've been working my whole life for this moment, and now that it's over, it's kind of like, okay, now what? On to the next thing. So that's kind of where I had to find what I wanted to do and where this path was going to take me. Yeah, I do have a business degree, so that's something that's always interested me, and that's kind of why I got into the cannabis industry, because I was so excited about this new industry and this business side about it. So yeah, that kind of took off for itself, and the costume kind of helped me get there. Right now I'm working with a marketing firm called the Circadian Group, and I do a YouTube channel for the Cannabis Investor, where I interview CEOs of cannabis companies. So that's something I do. I also write blogs for Leafy Things, which is a new app in the
awesome.
Cannabis industry as well. And on top of that, Shiny Bud is a new dispensary here in Canada, and I've been working on the communications with them as well. So it's kind of taken me in a path of glamour, but business and media and communications. It's kind of everything I've ever like loved altogether. So it's a good path right now. I mean, being stuck in quarantine, everything kind of got paused and on hold. So I'm just kind of waiting for it to be over and a lot more things will be happening.
That's yeah. So cool.
In the meantime, you're doing your YouTube channel, and I was watching it because my skin is dry as fuck right now, and your new video was all about like skincare. I was like, ooh-wee, this is right up my alley.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to take care of your skin. I never was a big skincare fan until I won Miss Canada. I kind of learned a lot more. My clinic here called Image Clinic has taught me so much about my skin, and it's actually really important to take care of, so that's something I definitely learned being Miss Canada.
It's your biggest organ, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have any tips and tricks for people during quarantine for like low-key skincare routines? Like, I know that my diet probably has a huge effect
I think nachos
on what
clear,
I'm experiencing.
Nachos clear you up, right?
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, definitely eating healthy. It's tough during quarantine. It's actually a lot tougher than I thought, but easier at the same time, because you don't, like, I don't eat out anymore at all, so I can really monitor what I'm putting into my body, but then there's so many times where I don't want to cook 4 times a day, so I always just want to have chips or something like that. But yeah, for skincare, there's a lot of at-home skincare masks that you can make as well that I found on the internet that I've been kind of using, but since I have not really been leaving my house at all, I don't really wear as much makeup, so I feel like my skin's had a chance to, like, breathe and that's good.
How do you feel about CBD beauty products?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of them. Right now it's called Fittish. It's an American company, but they have a couple CBD products, a moisturizer I use, and a CBD facial mist. I actually really enjoy them. They're really good for your skin.
Yeah.
I have a very, do you want to get weird?
Sure. Okay, cool. Why not?
Why not, right? Is there a specific smile that is hard to do that is like pageant focused? Because I was trying to like, I was watching you walk and I was like, there, she does like, she rehearses her smile. Like there's smile practice.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I wish my coach was here to speak about this because he's from Venezuela and he's hilarious. He's right up the pageant alley. He tells me to eat mosquitoes is what he calls it. So you're always opening and closing your mouth like you're eating mosquitoes. I don't know why he uses that analogy, but yeah. So something as small as your smile and how you move it. There's also like 4 steps of a smile of how it starts to how it finishes. And you can't jump from 1 to 4. It has to go 1, 2, 3, 4 or 4, 3, 2, 1. It's pretty intense, but it's a lot of things people don't know.
Since we're recording this for Zoom, could you show us the steps and we can try 1 through 4 and see if we have gorgeous teeth?
Okay.
So
ready. 1 is kind of like a very small, like, smirk.
It's like a smize kind of thing?
Yes, but like very small.
Okay.
And then 2 is a full smile, mouth closed.
Okay.
And then 3 is smile with teeth.
Okay.
And then 4 is you open your mouth too. So they're like, kind of like you're laughing.
Am I beautiful?
Wow.
Yeah. Got it. That's the pageant look.
Wow, wait, that's amazing.
Could you do 1 without me looking ridiculous doing it? Could you do like a 1 through 4 smile and just like hit us with it?
Okay, I wish I was walking because it would make more sense, but
Wow.
That's so great.
Walking through the stages of a smile. And it's so great because the eating mosquitoes, like, you're keeping your face active so you don't look like wooden. Right?
Yeah, you're never like scared, or some girls are kind of like so nervous that their just face stays the same. And as much as you practice your walk and your legs, what your arms are doing, what your hips are doing, you always have to make sure your face looks natural because you're so focused on your walk that people like can see it in your face. So that's like the most important part. And the camera is like right up to your face when you get to the end. So you want to look good at that point too.
Did you notice when you came back after, you know, Atlanta and everything, that just like walking through your city, you felt that confidence and like carried it with you?
Yeah, I like to have my own confidence and kind of be in my own world. I mean, pageants just aren't big in Canada, so it's really tough to kind of feel the support and like the, sorry, and the energy that you feel. I'm not sure even how many Canadians even watch the show or even know about it, to be honest, but I feel it. So I know what I did and I'm proud of it. So
yeah, awesome. There are a lot of people who know what you did. A lot of us know. And yeah. So great to talk to you about everything. We made up a little game. Would you play a game
yeah,
with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
You're really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we created a poll that is just a few fun questions for you. And I'm going to launch it here in Zoom. So you'll be should do you
do
see
I
it
have
there?
To press things?
No, you can just say what you think.
Okay, because I'm not like near the computer to press.
Okay.
No problem.
So I'll just read them, actually. You can just give us your answer. Okay. So the first is, as a Canadian, what is the best chip? Number one is All Dressed. Number two is Ketchup. And number three is Poker.
All Dressed, for sure.
And yeah!
Yeah! It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Who would say Ketchup?
I would, actually. I love Ketchup.
Really?
I love Ketchup and Dill Pickle, too. Can't get the
mirror. Dill Pickle, not Ketchup.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. A ketchup chip. Oh, I guess it's like so a thin fry, like a crispy fry.
No, it's this really gross chemical taste that most people don't like, but for some reason I do. I don't know. I miss it. It tastes like it reminds me of being 13 and like going from junior high to like the store on your lunch break and getting all the things your parents wouldn't let you have, you know? Yeah. That's ketchup chips for me.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, let's dig into this All Dressed thing for just one second.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a brand of All Dressed that is superior to the other chips?
I honestly can't think of the bag right now, but I want to say Lay's, right? That's like the main one.
Yeah, I think
Lay's
so.
Yeah.
I thought they were Lay's, but yeah, those are the best ones for sure.
Nice. So good.
Cool. Okay.
For anyone listening who doesn't know what All Dressed chips are, it's like one of Canada's greatest.
Is that a Canadian thing? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it until Mary Jane and I met, and then I tried them, and I was like, ooh, this is giving sour cream and onion a run for its money as my number one.
Yeah, that's pretty
it's like all the flavors in one. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Ken's got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Universal healthcare, $2,000 stimulus checks per month during Corona,
yep.
Legalized cannabis, and a chip that tastes like all the other best parts of every chip.
You guys might have to move here.
Yeah. We might.
She has her passport. I can just tag along.
Oh, man.
All right, question two.
Okay. Who's the best Canadian singer? Number one, Justin Bieber. Number two, Celine Dion. Number three, Avril Lavigne. Or number four, who did we miss?
Okay, I don't know if you'd call him a singer, he'd be a rapper, but you missed Drake. So you can't miss Drake. But hands down, Justin Bieber. I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan, so I go with him every time.
I bet he would be so stoked to hear that too.
Yeah. He should send all of us, what the heck is his clothing company?
Drew.
Yes, he should send us all a bunch of Drew hoodies.
He lives in Canada right now, actually, in Cambridge, Ontario.
Oh,
really?
He moved here with his wife.
Oh, they should be doing an IG live with you and hanging out.
I know,
out.
I'm trying to get on. He does it with a bunch of just random fans. He'll just click random people. So I've been working on it.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
That would be awesome. Also, did you happen to see that magazine with Drake's mansion?
Yes, I did. Oh my God. That is actually the craziest place. And I can't believe that's in Toronto, because Toronto is just like such a city that a place like that, I can't even imagine where it is. I mean, I know where it is, but like I can't picture being in Toronto. It's so crazy. It's beautiful. I've never seen something like it. Even Kim Kardashian's house is just like, it's massive, but it's so plain that like the decor in that house is insane.
And also Kim Kardashian's mansion is like outside LA. Like it's crazy that Drake built that mansion in Toronto, like you're saying.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
But did he just buy a mall and just knock out like three floors?
Maybe so.
That would make sense because it's crazy.
Yeah, right? Did you
even the basketball net and stuff? I mean, the basketball court?
Yeah. That roof with the fireworks and the,
My favorite Drake story is when his neighbors were complaining that he was partying too loud. And so he just bought their houses and told them to fuck off.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. What a flex.
That's a very Canadian way to deal with it, actually. You know, it's like, it's low-key kind of polite. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'll just buy your house then.
Let me give you a ton of money so I can keep partying. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Do you want to ask number three, Mike?
Yeah, I'd love to ask number three.
Okay. We know you love cars.
You worked at a... before I ask number three, we should set it up a little bit, because we were reading about how it was really important to you to get into an industry and an area of an industry like cars, because it's such a male dominated place. And so you could kick the door in and be like, what's up, motherfuckers, I'm here as well.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about that before I ask this question?
Yeah, it started because I love sports and I used to play hockey. Obviously, I'm Canadian, so I played hockey for a long time. And I was always the girl that wanted to beat the guys, always. Even in grade school, high school, I would always try to play football with them. And everyone's like, Alyssa, you can't play with us. But I always kind of wanted to put my two cents in. And that's kind of why I loved cars, always. My dad's a big car fan. And yeah, it was just an industry where people didn't think I would fit in, but I wanted to be a beauty queen and know about cars. So I worked on the marketing team for Muscle Cars and Classics here in Windsor.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Well, yeah, with that being said, which of these is the best car? A Tesla, a Rolls Royce, or a Fiat?
Okay.
Or is there a favorite car that you have that we didn't have on this list?
Okay, Rolls Royce, I have to say, is probably the best one. I actually got to drive in one in LA, and the whole roof was like glitter, kind of like Kylie Jenner. So that is definitely has to be my highlight car I've ever been in. But for something I'd want to own is probably a Range Rover. It would be like my go-to car that I want to own one day.
I'm picturing white Range Rover. Yes. Yeah.
If I could choose pink interior, but I don't know if I can get that.
That's awesome. Is the Range Rover the kind of thing where you can like go day to night, like you can put your hockey gear in the back and then you can also like pull up at the club?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty much. I don't know anything about cars, but I feel like that's day to night.
It's big enough for that, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what you do when you go to the car dealership. You just ask, can it fit my hockey equipment? And do I look cool pulling up to the club?
Yeah.
Simple.
Pretty much.
Which, by the way, I was a hockey goalie for my whole life. And when I heard that you like the Toronto Maple Leafs, I grew up in St. Louis. And so we always had this rivalry between the Blues and the Maple Leafs. And there was a goalie named Felix Potvin who was like, I don't know, early 90s, maybe 80s. And he would always beat us. And so when I knew that that was your favorite team, it kind of made me not angry with you, but just angry at the situation because they've always been such a good team.
Especially in Ontario, like everybody loves the Toronto Maple Leafs and they've been so bad they were really good back in the day, but then they've been so bad for so long. And now that over the past couple of years, they've been doing well.
Have you ever dropped a puck?
No, actually I was planning on doing it with the Edmonton Oilers this month, but that is not happening no longer.
Maybe we can, through Zoom, we could put a rink as your picture background. And if you had a puck, we could just do a puck drop virtual.
I'm trying to see if I have a puck in my room, and I actually, oh yeah, I do. No, maybe not. Yeah, I do.
If you do, we can do a puck drop to end the podcast, almost like a mic drop, but we can do a puck drop.
Okay, we can do that. I do have one.
Oh my goodness.
Of course.
Amazing.
This is the best.
So Canadian of me. Actually, it has the universe. Oh.
Maple Leafs on that puck. All right, we'll do the puck drop to finish this up. And do you have any words to all the people in like all over the place who have seen what you do and just appreciate the messages that you're putting out about cannabis? And
yeah, I think the biggest thing that I learned through this whole cannabis journey I've been on is that you just need to be open-minded. And I know growing up I was never a big fan of it either, and a lot of people still don't understand, even in Canada, of how it became legal or why we should support it. So I think it's just good to be open-minded and do your research, because there's a lot of great benefits that I've seen and a lot of other people can learn about too. So hopefully the states can follow suit on what we could do here in Canada, and together we can kind of make the industry booming.
Incredible.
Beautiful. So well said. So well said. Also, where can everybody find you on Instagram and everywhere else so that they can
My Instagram is @_AlyssaBoston and my YouTube channel is Alyssa Boston.
All right. Thank you for hanging with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me do an announcement.
Okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the St. Louis Blues. We have a very special person dropping the puck tonight. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, Alyssa Boston! Ooh, she hits it with a wave and a smile. And 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, with the perfect smile, the perfect drop.
Hey, my first puck drop.
Yeah, here on Weed and Grub, a Weed and Grub exclusive.
Heck yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging. I hope you have a great 420.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Talk to you again anytime. Please
Thank
come
you.
Back.
Yeah, please come back.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.